loves you.
CM84FDI.
We're FCA Morning Sun. Good to hear you. Happy Friday.
Sunday.
Yeah, game day tomorrow. Are you ready for it? This morning's sports page has Spencer Rattler rated number 9 out of all the quarterbacks in the nation. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, and they say good things about him this morning.
Spencer Senior.
I'm not sure. I think it's going to have to double check, though, but they talk about how he's got a lot of promise and a lot of swag, so it's going to be a great game. What time we leave to go to that tomorrow?
12 or something, and get down there pretty early.
Okay, be careful. Traffic will be horrendous, but that sounds really fun. I'm excited for you and look for you. It's going to be raucous. That crowd's going to be rocking. Yeah, yesterday, the dermatologist I went to, his son was the place kicker for Clemson. The field goal kicker, well known, went on to the NFL after that. And he used to pick at me about my Gamecock shirt. But yesterday, all he said yesterday was great things about Beamer. He said, first quarterback I've liked you guys have had. So he's very complimentary.
Interesting, so don't want to get too full of ourselves. You know how that works out.
Yeah, his son was Chandler Kent Nazaro, field goal kicker for Clemson. Nice of Grandpa. So, anyhow, it was interesting. I love you. I know you want to get out of there, get going, and finish up. But have a great day. We look forward to Budruckers tonight. I'm sorry, a little choppy. It may have been the computer. What'd you say?
One of the ones down Wade Hampton, right?
Right here, right there on Wade Hampton. Yeah, that's the closest to us, yeah. Get chicken fingers. You get the same thing every time.
We don't go to too often. We've been with you guys and stuff like that, but it's a good eat.
You got a great burger. It's just too much bread and everything, so I'll just do. My weight's hanging about 194 every morning, so try to keep it at that.
That's pretty good. A lot better than what I am.
Yeah, well, it takes work. It takes little portions and intermittent fasting, but 193, 194, that's my limit. So I think I can even do 190 in another week or two.
That's tough stuff right there. So, sorry, Dad. Well, great.
Good game, and we just appreciate you waiting on the W4FCMTR signing.
CM84FDI.
Okay, W4FCMTR signing. Love you. Have a great day tomorrow. W4FCM signing.
KA3JCA and 4SJC listing.
SJC, KA3JCA.
W4FCM. Morning, Richard. Happy Friday to you. KA3JCA and 4SJC waving a hand.
Yes, looking forward to a good weekend, so thank you. Maybe watch football all weekend. W4FCM. Hear me okay? I'm actually in the bedroom on a handheld, so I'm W4FCM. Yaesu FT60. W4FCM sign.
JCK83JCA. Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, well, just saying good morning to you. Wish you a happy Friday. Getting ready to head up to Shelby, QSO.
Just saw all that. Enjoy yourself. Hope you make a lot of good deals there. You have a lot of fun.
Well, I've been to Shelby in years, but it's a good ham fest. Enjoy W4FCM side.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say good morning, wish you a happy Friday, good weekend to you. Enjoy all the football. So, take care and have a great day, my friend. KA3JCA and 4SJC.
Steve, I'll talk with you later. KA3JCA.
And 4ZLK.
And 4ZLK. KA3JCA, I have somebody wanting to say hi.
Good morning, Steve.
Hope you enjoy your Friday of training.
We sure will. You're actually, I guess, at a low spot.
I'm almost at my building and there's a low spot there. I just wanted to say good morning. I'm about ready to start work myself, but I'll be back on the radio later.
Well, Sally has dubbed you your little buddy. So she's like, I like hearing from Shane.
Appreciate that. I enjoy hearing from her, too. We need to get her on the radio more. I know she's busy, though. Richard, you have a good day, and I hope to hear you in a little bit later. And Sally as well. KA4JCA and KA3JCA from N4ZLK.
It's a wonderful day, and hopefully there's not a lot of traffic out there for you. N4ZLK, KA3JCA side.
The bar traffic is awful this morning, but it's to be expected on a Friday. But thanks for the wishes. N4ZLK, 73.
ZLK, W4DJW. Good morning.
You, N4ZLK.
I'm doing good. What you doing?
Parking lot at work. Getting ready to get on the road here. I got to run a trailer out to a place. I couldn't take one last night. We didn't have one, so I'm starting a little bit early.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you then if you're busy. Anyway, I just thought I'd say hello and good morning.
You have a good day. I appreciate the hello. Excuse me. And W4DJW, N4ZLK. Got to clear my throat here.
W4DJW Mobile.
WKN4BWA.
I saw where you called yesterday. I was out cutting grass.
To the Endeavor. Hey, I got a quick question for you, if you got a second.
I do. I'm headed over to the airport to pick up Amy. She's been in Boise all week, so... She just left Atlanta, and I just left the house, and we both usually arrive at the airport at the same time.
Well, here is today's $64,000 question. Is there anything out there that I could replace Microsoft OS with? I mean, I'm not sure I want to try to use Linux. That's not all that friendly. Have you ever used SAP? And how well does it work here?
I'm normally in Linux all the time. Unix, a flavor of Unix called Linux. And usually I run Windows just to host a desktop and keyboard and mouse for all of the Unix machines. But that's the only two that I run. I tried a Mac one time and didn't like that at all. And then my phone is iOS. That's the only ones I have experience with, other than, you know, what you would use at a workplace, you know, like Unix servers, workstations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, but there's got to be some sort of OS out there that can operate in place of the Microsoft that would, you know, function reasonably well.
I seen your pain yesterday. When I woke up yesterday morning and Windows decided it would reboot without saying a word, and it chopped off my Raspberry Pi camera, so I moved everything over yesterday from Windows to a Dell server that's running Unix, and boy, does it run a lot smoother. So Windows does get frustrating from time to time.
Through this exercise once before, and I just really didn't find anything because, you know, I didn't have the resources to really, you know, drill down. So anyhow, I'm going to start taking a look again out there and start asking some folks what we have as an alternative to this Windows 10 junk. And hey, have you used any of the Windows 11 yet?
I used to do that. I used to jump on the new ones as soon as they came out. But after a few painful rollbacks, I decided I'd let everybody else do that, work out their problems, and then once it was all nice and smooth, I'd just kind of slide over onto the new one. So, no. But it doesn't matter what operating system you go to, they're all man-made. None of them are nature-made. None of them are going to be good when you're learning them. They're all bad, and there won't ever be a good one until you take the time to learn one, and that takes years, not days or weeks. So the answer to your question is there a good one? Is no. Not until you invest many, many hours in learning how it works.
Yeah, I had even considered going over to Mac, but I just don't. I got on a Mac machine, and I It's ladder. I just didn't follow the ladder that well.
There's different mindsets for different people, and there's the people that develop Mac, and there's the people that follow Mac have a different kind of a mindset than the people that develop Windows and follow Windows, or that develop Unix and follow Unix. But the Mac and all those guys, they switched over to Unix, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Their underpinning is Unix now.
Know that. Well, that may speak volumes on Unix for me right there. Well, in the meantime, boy, was that not just such a pretty, crisp, cool start to the morning today.
Tell you what, those were some pretty pictures you took of the evenings while you were down at the lake.
Hey, we got a sunset like that right outside our camper on Lake Hartwell.
I can believe it. They were beautiful. You could publish those and sell them, probably, as office pictures.
It was nice. And that kind of gives us a setup as to what type of campsite that we're looking for in the future, you know, for the directional orientation of the site and, you know, whether we're on the water or not, and all this kind of stuff. All of a sudden, I find myself getting kind of picky.
Enjoying it, that's a good thing. That's going to distract from flying, but that's okay. That's one of the, camping's one of the few things that can do that, and that's permissible.
What, there was one of those evenings where that water was just like a mirror. It was absolutely glass smooth. And I tell you, if I'd had a boat or something that flew with pontoons, oh, baby, I would have been extremely tempted.
I think about when I see water like that. Anytime I go across a lake and I'm like, I look out over the water and see how choppy it is and determine what the flying conditions are. And believe it or not, though, when it's like glass like that, when it's smooth as glass, that's the worst flying for floats, because that surface tension on that water is hard to break if it's not choppy. If it's really, really smooth like that, it just sucks the pontoons down into the water. And what you have to do is wiggle your wings with your ailerons to kind of pick one float up and get it to skim, and then you wiggle the wings the other way to pick the other float up to get it to skim, and then you can get up on the step and take off. But other than that, on mirror water like that, it's hard to get off the water.
I would have never have thought of that in that way. That's something else. Oh, man. Well, all right. In the meantime, we got to get back in the air, boss. Since we were gone part of the week this week, I've got chores to catch up on. I'm thinking Tuesday or Wednesday next week, we need to get in the air.
All right, you're not going to, and, you know, I need a break from the other stuff I've been working on. I did do a test, just so that you know what the results were. I did do a test with the, so I couldn't get that final variance that we were talking about to go away. And so what I said is I'm just going to remove the radio from the whole picture. I'm just going to run three Raspberry Pis, a W, a 0W, and two of the ARDF solutions that you've seen. And that one Pi 0 drives a GPIO that's connected to the other two Pis. So I determine if it was ideal circumstances and I could switch exactly how I wanted, exactly when I wanted, how accurate is the Pi. And it came up 200 microseconds to 1.4 milliseconds as the variance. And that's just way too much. So got to stop and regroup and find another solution.
Well, all right. Well, let me ask you this. Did you happen to hear KO4NUE yesterday doing some sort of testing on the air?
I can tell you what that's all about offline, but yeah, he was. I heard that. But just take that offline with him.
Okay. Related?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, so we're not going to be ready to go up on the tower anytime soon, are we?
No, that's not true. We are. It's going to be soon, very soon.
Ah, okay. Well, since you've given me parameters for mounting, that's one of the catch-ups that I wanted to get done this week so that I can be ready to go. I mean, all you're going to have to do is walk up, walk in, and hook up your stuff in the shack, and we'll be ready to go. So I've pretty much got the concept on the other end, so I'm going to go ahead and drop my tower and reconfigure. We'll have a conversation over a landline here, privacy conversation here in the very near future about the aspects of the other system. Is it getting near?
Yeah, it is. and that's what I meant, that would be ready. Fine, we can put it up there for logistics, for solving logistics issues. But the other one will be ready. I don't want to speak for him, but it won't be long from now.
Is my tower still one of the locations?
Affirmative.
Roger, roger. Okay, well then I need to go ahead and reconfigure and get that thing ready to go.
Affirmative. Yeah, we spent last week getting all of the communications working, and all that works now. All I got is go put it in place.
This weekend I'll have all my brackets and mounts and everything done, and then clear the very, very, very top mast for that device that I'm assuming is all set up and ready to go on the structure.
W4DJW, that is correct.
Wunderbar. So, all right, I'll get that done this weekend for sure. All right, well, in the meantime, like I said, I'm thinking Tuesday or Wednesday to be in the air for sure, which means since it's been so long since I've been up in the air, I've got to get on the simulator and make sure I've still got some thumbs at work.
No, you don't have to do that. you can take the glider that we got, the power glider, what's the name of it? Blixer. Take the Blixer out there and get your thumbs warmed up on the Blixer.
The only thing I really, really trust myself with right now, that Blixer. Oh, hey, let me tell you one thing real quick. I am just about to get my man cave organized again. I had two separate rooms. And I took out the wall between the two separate rooms, and I've got one room that's heated and cool that is now 12 by 36 open space. And, man, I'm reorganizing it, and I've got my trains down at one end of the room, and all my other stuff is going to be scattered around different stations all around the rest of the space. So it's working out great. I just got to have the time in to where I can finish off my organizational and shelves and all my junk in the right places.
He's working on cars behind you, or is that just on hold while you explore airplanes for a little bit?
My days of working on cars. Oh, and by the way, the season is pretty much ending. And I've got that guy over there caught up with the small engine place, so I may work one more day. I may not, depending on how fast he gets caught up over this week. And everything in life is prioritized. And what I have right now is a 73 MGB that I need to finish off. But I've got the space in my main garage pretty much cleaned up and everything set up to where I can go ahead and do that. But I'm going to go ahead and, because of the way things work out with this camper, I've got a 18-foot bass tracker, but you can't get the bass tracker down to the lake at the same time you get the camper down there. Break. I saw a guy at the campsite. He had a ladder rack on top of his truck, and he basically put a 12-foot John boat on top, and he runs it with a trolling motor. He and his wife went out in that thing and just had a big time. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and sell my bass tracker and get me one of those and set up the system with that bed rack and 12-foot boat to go over the top of the truck, and I'll still be able to pull the camper. So lots of different things in the works, but through the week, when I don't have anything else to do, I'll continue organizing my man cave, and I'm going to sell the boat and get the new setup. And once all that is done to my satisfaction, then I'm going to start in on that MG. So, like I said, everything in life has priorities.
Well, as long as the top one under the top one, the second one is airplanes, and we all know what the first one is. as long as the second one is airplanes, all's well that ends well.
As a matter of fact, once things stabilize, I'd say in the next 90 days, we need to start thinking about FPV.
Okay. You lost in four whiskey today. We're waiting on the phone and call us out to an address. So I figured I would hop on my Amazon and see how well it would hit the Caesar. How y'all doing?
Well, it's a little bit fuzzy, but it's completely readable. But just a little bit fuzzy, not bad.
And I apologize. I've been trying to comment here for a little bit. If I interrupted anything, my apologies. But I've been listening and speaking. Why have you not got that MGB on the road yet?
I can just tell you why I haven't got that MG done completely yet. I built a 68 Mustang Resto Mod. And I said, what else have I done in the meantime? Oh, during that time, I also bought a boat and rebuilt the 350 V8 engine in it and put it all back together. And plus, I built a house and a few other things during that time. So the MG, I can't sleep in the MG, bud. So anyhow, you got to keep Mama happy. So there's my excuse.
Because of that, always got to keep Mama and the woman happy. That's the most important thing.
Checking on Amy to see if they've landed yet. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
So, Chandler, you're on your way to work?
Pretty out. I'm serving on standby options if they don't make the leave after 3 hours.
Dropping in and out of the repeater there, bud. So let's try that one more time. Not quite making it in, Chandler. Either that or we got some QRM. So I'll get back with you pretty soon. We'll talk again. So KN4 VWA. I'll be standing by.
His ex or his battery's dying. That sounds like a battery dying, or he walked out of the reference point he had when he was able to get in. They haven't landed yet. I got first spot. I got, what do they call that when the race? Pole position at the airport. First car, first row.
Here you go, Dave. I tell you what, so you're right there in the pickup point on the front?
That's the first time ever. Usually I'm the third row over about six or seven cars back.
Sweetheart, we'll appreciate you today because she's going to come in tired from having worked all week. And, you know, she's not going to have to go walking and trying to find you. You'll be sitting there on the fender waiting for her.
When she was in Atlanta, she asked me if she could just come out and come out to the car. Because somebody's got to be with the car the whole time. You can't walk away from the car. So if she could come out to the car and have me go in there and wait on her package to get loaded off of the airplane.
Well, he's going to put in the package XS, y'all. Contact, go ahead and try it again.
Got to put the four-letter word filter on my radio so I can talk to you anymore.
Speedy thumb.
Okay, KB2HXS mobile.
When you guys doubled, Steve, say it again.
I was giving some space in between there, letting you come in there, W4DJW. And it's always fun when we got two Daves on here and nobody knows which Dave I'm... Wait a minute, you know what? I could use some descriptive terms about Dave, and neither one of you know which one I'm talking about.
There's Steve's on here, too, W4DJW.
But there are none like me.
Thank God.
They benefit to the frequencies. No. Hey. Somebody's got to polish the brass.
The comment I have cannot be said on a radio. I will now hang my mic back up. Wow. I'm not even wearing shorts, and it's getting deep around here.
Is work starting to let up on you a little bit? You got some free time now?
Yeah, jobs come in... In spurts, you know, I've got a few things to do today. I've got a customer. I got to have a maintenance call on Tuesday morning, you know, after the holiday weekend, and then, you know, just kind of ride it out and see what happens.
I'm thinking all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, excuse me, I got plenty of play time. You know, things to do around the house, or the wife and I will take off for a day and, you know, maybe go somewhere and do something.
Steve.
Hey, Dave, that's called domestic bliss. Oh, me. No, I scored all my brownie points with that camper and that trip down to Hartwell this week, so I've got room to make a mistake or two. Or, oh, but honey, the sky is perfect. I'm going flying.
Honey, I bought a new radio. Whoops, here comes the shoe.
Oh, yeah, there's a ham fest coming up this weekend. Anybody going to that?
Is that Shelby?
Yep.
I've got some brackets I got to make. I got a bit of playing to do. Yep. A little bit of playing, a little bit of welding. So I got to make sure that when the time comes, I'm ready.
Let me see if I have this. Yeah, I wasn't planning on going. My wife is doing a show at the Spinning Jenny this weekend. She's setting up her jewelry and stuff. They're doing some inside thing there, so I'll be with her all day Saturday. And I just bought I just bought some radio gear from a friend of mine who came down from New York. And I have a microphone on the way from Ham Radio Outlet because it's a tough one to find. I have I purchased an older radio. It's a Kenwood TS-450 low band rig, and it's just primarily 10-80. Actually, 10-160, I think. And it's got the antenna tuner built into it, so that's good. That's why I want to get that off center fat wire, Steve, that you were talking about. Steve, over to you.
Listen, guys, speaking of radio gear, I took my ATOS 120A screwdriver antenna and mounted it on the very, very back right corner of the bed of the truck and ran a feed line into the camper. And I used my 857D that I just revamped, and it is working beautifully. So I can do everything from 440 to, I can only go up to 40 meter with that ATOS, but if I got me a wire and strung it up through the trees in the campground, I could do anything I wanted to. And it worked great. So, oh, and by the way, you guys remember me fussing about my diesel, Ram diesel pickup truck and all the noise that I would get into the system while the engine was running from the injectors?
Yes.
Zero with the Chevy. None. Nada. Not a sound. It's perfect.
You're happy.
Well, that's good. Hey, if I show up missing, she's on the ground, so when she comes out here, I've got to go in, so I might just disappear if somebody's talking when she gets here. W4DJW.
Good morning, Dave. Have a great day if you're walking out. Steve?
Yeah, he's going to be in there with us for another minute or two. But I was just so pleased with that 857D, and it's working so good. I had been giving Patrick a hard time about selling me his 857, but no more. I've got one, just the disflect on it, everything is just right on it, so I'm a happy, happy boy.
Is that mounted where you can get to it while you're driving, or is that only when you're camping?
As a matter of fact, I'm now in the market for a good used power supply that I can put in the camper permanently. I've got two pigtails for power in the truck, or rather one in the truck and one in the camper. So, hey, all I got to do is just pick up the radio, go in the camper, plug it in, pop on a feed line, and I'm running.
You link, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, this way you can find a power supply, probably.
Okay. Well, good enough. I've got one that's a, you know, it's kind of compact, and it's a full 30 amp. But I kind of like to get one. You know, I wonder how well I would do. I've got a big old MFJ 30 amp that's just this big, huge box. It's a variable voltage power supply, and it's got meters, and it's got all these different connections. You can plug in a cigarette lighter adapter. You can plug in USB. I mean, it does everything. I'm just wondering how well that would sell.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm going to duck out for a minute.
Colin, you better go get your stuff done there, Dave. I'll talk to you later, buddy. It's 73. What do you think, Dave, if I put that on the swap net?
And Dave, take care. Be careful out there. Go ahead. What was that you were saying? I was distracted. Sorry.
Oh, don't let Amy know you were distracted. No, I've got a big old, big MFJ power supply that does about everything, and it's 30 something amps, and it's variable voltage, and it does about everything. USBs, it does every kind of connection you can think of. I'm just wondering how well that would sell on the swap net.
Last very long on the swap net. I think they go pretty quick. They're kind of like in high demand. So it's all dependent on how you price it. You can either price it to sit there for a long time, or you can price it to move. So that's up to you how long it sits there. But what are you looking for? Something a little more compact? Because that 857D, that'll do 100 watts out, right? That consumes some power.
Thank you.
it will, but I can run it on a small compact 30 amp power supply all day long, and it does. And I've got one of those, and I'd like to put one back in my permanent shed in the house. And like I said, that particular power supply, I've never had 1 ounce of problem out of it. No noise, no nothing. It's been great. So I'd love to pick up another one of those. But I'm going to go ahead and let this this thing is like 10 inches tall, 10 or 12 inches tall, 10 or 12 inches wide, about 10 inches deep. It's a monster. So I'm thinking I'm going to let it go because it's so big. It just takes up too much space in the camper and in my shed.
My Astron RM70, 70 amp power supply. Powers everything in the shack. A couple of T2000s, IC7000, 897D, the 710 for the Echo Link, about 3 Aper stations. So, yeah, but it's heavy. And, man, it feels like you're picking up a house when you pick it up.
So that's not something I want to try to take in and out of the camper, you know, especially with it taking up so much space. I don't deal with that. So anyhow, and there's also something to be said. You know, you've got all that running off of one power supply. What happens if you have something fail in that power supply?
There's an RM50 sitting underneath of it. So that's an easy answer. Plus there's a battery down below it that with one of those battery eliminator circuits, the thing that keeps the battery charged up all the time. So it's got triple redundancy.
Got it covered, brother. Sure do. But like I said, there again, I'm probably going to let this MFJ go. So anyhow, I'll get with Gary KI4DOS and probably list that thing on the SwapNet this coming Wednesday.
Way to do it, because or you know, look it up on there, see what, you know, Google it, see what people are selling them for if you want it to move quickly.
This is a traditional power supply, not a linear. So I've been told that those, you'll never have to worry about any kind of noise in them, where the linears are, you know, they're subject to inducing noise into circuits.
I think you're talking about the switching power supplies, right?
It's a switching power supply. And that little one I've got is a switching power supply, but I've never had an issue with it.
Getting down pat nowadays, the newer ones. The older ones used to make a lot of noise, but the newer ones, I've got several switching power supplies. That one made by, who is that? Alinko, the 33 amp Alinko. Oh, she's here. I got to go. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
73s, bud. Have a good day. Talk to you later. KN4, VWA, monitoring.
4VWA, KO4CKK.
CKK, did I get that right?
That's very good. Most people don't get it the first time, including me.
Well, KN4VWA here, Steve. And I am over at the end of the runway on the south end at GSP. Where are you, and who have I got?
Hey, Steve, this is Mark. We've talked a time or two. I'm actually almost downtown Lawrence County.
Oh, okay. Well, are you on the square?
No, not quite. I'm probably 3 or 4 miles from it. Got to get out and see my mom for a little bit, have a little meeting down here. So I heard you chit-chat about power supplies, and I was listening in, and I had a question. If you got a second?
Hey, and I may have an answer.
Well, it's kind of unconventional, but I work with emergency management, and I have a Shears ID, and a lot of times I have to take that thing mobile, and just carrying a battery or whatever you could do it, but I'm wondering could a portable jump box supply enough power to run that thing for a little while using a 450D?
I am not sure that I would trust a jump box. A jump box is really designed for a fast dump of pretty much all of its available current. And they're really, really not concerned about voltage regulation, where on your radio, you really need to be concerned with voltage regulation. I would not trust a jump box. You are referring to a jump box that you start a car with, right?
Right. I have a called NOCO, N-O-C-O. They're one of the top brands currently. Car charges by USB or micro USB. And you're right, it does deliver power quickly, but I just wonder how it would do on a periodic transmit.
I would really have to look at the specs on that thing. Is it one of the little micros, or is it one of the big, big ones like a Mac?
I'm 100% what you're referring to. This thing is about the size 10 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches. So 10 inches long, 4 inches wide, 2 inches tall. And it has output to supply just about anything you want, kind of like what you were describing with your MFJ.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about now. See, they make them, they make car jumpers that are like 25 pounds. And, you know, they're big enough that where they can start a diesel. And then they make them that are small, like what you're talking about. Now, yours is moderately small. It's not the smallest I've heard of. But there again, I don't know how long term a usage you would get out of a smaller one, especially dropping 10 amps out of it on a transmit cycle. If you're at 50 watts, you can draw upwards of 10 amps. I'm not sure how long it would last you. Maybe a half hour, I'm thinking. But there again, you know, have you got, I'm trying to picture this thing in my head, the alligator, the clips that you would hook to the battery, I would assume you'd hook those right straight to the power leads of the radio. Is that what you're thinking?
That's one for sure. I'd be honest. Like you, I'm just kind of running it in my head to see if it's possible or feasible. And I heard you on here, and I thought you'd probably run this question by just a tad longer than I have. And you're right, I think I'd probably have to look at the milliamp hours on it. And I have jumped diesel, a generator, off of this thing. Kicked right over first time. It was a beautiful thing, because I didn't think this thing would have that much power, but it's not a hard part number off the top of my head, but it's just something I was thinking about, because it could be turned into backpack with my 450 and, you know, taking it set up somewhere in the field if I need to.
Talking about, I'd probably want to get an old radio, something that I wouldn't cry a whole lot over before I tried that out and tested it. There again, those things are made for power dump, and they're going to deliver, you know, whatever is being pulled, but you'd need to look at the capacity of the battery just to see, you know, what the MAH is, milliampere hours, to see how long you could probably use that thing. But that's a really, really good question as a last resort emergency backup.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But again, this is a very, very seldomly used piece of equipment. So I was just thinking as a quick deploy type thing, get out, get set up. Maybe it wouldn't even really be past the voice before the transmit is still there, but to pass data across that. Again, transmit doesn't really change me yet.
yeah, milliamp hours is, I think, something that's a good thought. Go check that. And then, heck, just maybe do some testing, like you said, with an old radio, see how long it would act. I've got some old radios, and see if it'll work, period.
Did you hear me talking to W4DJW earlier about all the projects I've got on, you know, irons I got in the fire?
No, that might have been right before I got on. I just jumped the truck and ran down here.
Camper. And I'm going to sell a bass boat so that I can get a 12-foot John boat that I can put on top of my truck to go with the camper when we go out. I've got a man cave that I've taken out a wall to make my rooms bigger, or make my room bigger, and I'm revamping all of my man cave and all my stuff that I store down there. And on top of that, I fly radio-controlled airplanes, and on the back burner, I got a 73 MGB that I need to finish restoring. So you just added one more iron to the fire. This is a curiosity.
Okay, can we check that?
Go ahead, Dave.
How's that time? Okay, so you can be trained. Very good.
I didn't hear your call earlier today because I was transmitting.
Yeah, I'm back in here. I got about a 10-minute ride to my customer's house, so I'm here for a few minutes.
Okay, and for CKK, with his theoretical question about a jump box and powering a radio?
I did not. I just came out to the car.
How does HVAC and power distributions on some of that type of stuff? Run that by him. See what he thinks there.
So, not sure what you're referring to about HVAC. I work with emergency management. I'm actually the radio tech for the county. But what I was theorizing was I have a portable NOCO battery charger / jump box that has the ability to have a 12-volt cigarette lighter plug or pretty much whatever I want to come off of it. I've actually jumped off a diesel generator with it, worked fine. And my consideration was being able to use it with, say, an HF radio, a 450D, and throw it all in a backpack and take it out in the field and be able to utilize it for whatever time period that the battery will hold up on the portable charger.
If it puts out 12 volts, you know, most radios take 12 volts, I would think it'd be okay. I don't know, is there enough filtering in it if you're running it off of AC power to charge it up again to run the radio and not get a lot of noise?
I would not have any AC. This would be out in the field, 3 feet away from everything, and the only thing I got is what's in my backpack. My thought was, like you just said, it's just like running a battery in theory. There could be some noise, that's the things they're going to test, but the milliamp hour of the battery and how long it would last based on a 10-amp draw, every time the radio transmits, it would make a difference, obviously, on how long I could do it. But I'm just wondering
about field pack radios. Let me see if I got this. What I know is a lot of guys that go out to the field like that with battery packs usually run QRP power, which is really low power, 1 watt to 5 watts on those HF radios. And if that's an HF radio, and they have pretty good success when you put a wire up if you're on top of a mountain or something. They have pretty good success with it. But to run high power, you're probably going to, not knowing the size of the battery and the amp hour rating of the battery, I would probably say that it would last you until the battery dies, basically.
Guys, I got to jump out and run. My tenant has just showed up, and I got to go do some work. So, 73s, you guys. We'll be back on here probably in about 40 minutes. KN4 VWA. Clear. Enjoyed that talk. That's a good theoretical question, and I'm going to go try it. Bye, guys.
Hey, I thank you. Appreciate your time. And unfortunately, I got to jump out too. So, KO4 CKK, I'm going to be clear and monitoring. And the other day, I'll get back to you.
All right, good enough. KL4CKKKB2HXS Mobile. Yeah, I got about 5 minutes to go and I'll be at my destination. See you, Steve.
For SJC Mobile.
Exit KB2HXS.
Yes, I think that was. Steven, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November. November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie heading up to Shelby. QSL.
We may have spoken before, I don't know, but name here is Dave. Calls are KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I mean Gurr. Currently on Buncombe, passing the hospital here. I'm just heading to a customer's house. So I got about maybe 5 minutes to talk.
I just really want to make sure I was still hitting the repeater. And we just crossed over into Spartanburg. We're on 85. Northbound, heading to Shelby. Just wanted to say good morning to you as well.
Excellent. Yeah, you've got a little picket fencing going on, but you're all right. You're readable.
You said it before. I do recognize the voice and name, by the way, but I live in Columbia. Home QTH is Columbia.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know if you'd make the trip up here from Columbia with mobile, but you probably would if you had a beam pointed up this way.
We spent the whole week here. Got here last Friday. Daughter lives here in Greenville, so we spent the whole week, and now we're heading over to Shelby. Going to spend the night in Shelby, hang out tonight and tomorrow, head back to Columbia.
Sounds good. Excellent. Yeah, I live here in Greer, or Gurr, as, I constantly get reminded. But, yeah, I'm usually on either this repeater or, I have, three different repeaters I'll talk on depending on where I'm at in the county. But, anyway, let me back out of it. I'm getting close to my customer's house, and I want to take care of this problem she's got, and then I'll be back on later.
Good day, good weekend to you, 73. Take care. And we'll talk again soon. N4 SJC, we're mobile and monitoring.
N4 SJC, KB2HXS 73, sir. Have a good trip back to Columbia.
Good day.
DJ Duggan, mobile.
SJC testing.
ZEW, you're sounding pretty good. Not 100%, fairly good.
Just crossed over 85 and 26 at the Shelby. Just trying to see if we can still hit this repeater. N4, as you can see.
Go all the way to Shelby, but it might. I've got pretty far into Spartanburg on this repeater.
Good morning to you. Come back with the call sign license, sir.
KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Okay, Ben, top of the morning to you. This is Steven, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November. Appreciate you coming back to the radio.
Well, if you're headed up there today, you must be headed up to do some sales. I'll be up there tomorrow.
Okay, I've got my ticket last month, and my Elmer got me into it. He's got a bunch of stuff for sale. I came to Shelby about 20 years ago when I played on 11 meters. So took this week to vacation in Greenville with our daughter. Wanted just to head back to Shelby just to watch it all happen again.
Fairly new myself. I got technician in March, and then I got general in July. So I'm still way on the newbie learning edge of things, but loving it.
For ZEW, this is N4SJC. Yeah, I just played out on DMR and 2 meters and 440 right now.
Almost 100% on 2 meters. I haven't found much on 70 centimeter to work with. And I just got a quad band, and Sunday night there's supposed to be a 10-meter net, so I'm going to see if I can get called into that.
Meters, it's hit or miss. I don't mess with 10 meters much, but I need to. And we've got 10 digits in 5, 15, And we were supposed to take our generals tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but we're not ready. We're only scoring 50-60%, so I need to get up to 80-85 QSO.